Hey, welcome to Truth and Healing. It's your girl here, Gifty, again. I trust you're doing well and you are just hanging on because God is faithful. So, today we're going to talk about different types of enemies. They come in different shapes and sizes and different forms. So, I'm going to just show you the types of enemies that are out there. And you might know one or two, maybe three or four. The more you know them, the better for you. So, we're gonna talk about different types of enemies. The first one is called the acquired enemies. And you're wondering, how does anybody acquire enemies? So, there are this kind of enemies. They are called acquired enemies. And their job is to make sure that you don't go anywhere in this life. So these enemies' job is very bold. They are from the kingdom of darkness. And their purpose is to discover you as an individual and make sure you're a victim of their vicious schemes. The enemy, this acquired enemy, will make use of the legal foothold and use it to cause irreparable damage in the life of its victim. When the enemy stays quietly in a place and you decide to pull its tail, thereby provoking vicious attacks, you will have yourself to blame. The enemy has no legal authority to attack you. But most of the time, a lot of people acquire enemies through what? Wetliness, carelessness, lust. And carnality. Many of the problems that take people to the deliverance ground are caused by the acquisition, acquiring of enemies' material. When you acquire certain things from the table of darkness, you have cautiously or unconsciously created a bridge for the enemy to use in plaguing your life and tormenting your life. These types of enemies are dangerous. Once they are acquired, they work recklessly and dangerously. If you have acquired certain dangerous enemies, the only solution is to deal dangerously with them. You cannot cajole these kinds of enemies or plead with the kingdom of darkness that they should leave you alone. Impossible. This is not a negotiation table. The only solution is high-level spiritual warfare. Your journey and your walk with God is not for you to be what? Princess. It's a battle for your life. There is a battle for your destiny. So you have to pull your bootstraps on and get ready to fight. In Psalm 24, the word of God says what? The God that you serve is a mighty man of war. So if he's a mighty man of war and you call yourself his son or his daughter, then you better be a soldier and a good one at it. So, the only solution is high spiritual level of warfare. And where you are able to, what? Hound the enemy to submission. And in the process, command him to flee. Do not fool around when it comes to enemies. Especially those that are acquired. The second type of enemy that we're going to talk about is roadside enemies. These are very common enemies. They are as common as the house fly or the fruit flies that you see in the summer when they come around your kitchen, around fruits. On the highway of life, there are enemies that are positions, they are positioned here and there. However, due to people's lack of knowledge, roadside enemies eventually carry out their activity successfully. Lack of knowledge, and you will suffer. They are people who are unaware of the fact that enemies abound on the roadside. This ignorance has driven many from the roadside of life to the grave. You cannot afford to be careless or ignorant. You shouldn't. You should be prepared to deal with roadside enemies who are ready to attack you without provocation or invitation. To achieve this, you must be prepared for war and put on the armor of God at all times. Know the word of God. Don't sit there and think, oh, I pay my tithe, I go to church and put in my offering, so God has to do the fighting while I sleep. Impossible. You better get this here. You have to learn how to war. And for you to war, you have to know the word of God. You must be able to make use of the strong back to sender arrows. Release the arrows of God against them. This is the only way you can defeat every roadside enemy in the various junctions of life, whose job is to make sure your destiny is destroyed. Do not spare them. We're going to continue. Number three. Type of enemies. Number three. Envious enemies. Envy. It's dangerous. Envious enemies abound. They do exist. Don't be fooled. You do not need to do anything to trigger their operations. They are simply envious because envy and jealousy are their nature. As long as God has blessed you or placed you in a good pedestal in life, what envious enemies do is to try and strip you of all benefits. They also attack by instigating problems that will make you lose the benefits and the blessings that constitute the object of envy in their camp. When an enemy is envious, well, they have to be envious to be an enemy. You cannot pat him or her on the back. The only thing you can do is to fight him to a standstill. Envious enemies are not gentle. No enemy is gentle. Get out here. No enemy is gentle. In fact, they are very wicked. And if you allow them to carry out their agenda, they might push you into a valley where you will lose all your God-given benefits and blessings. Do not play around with envious enemies. Envy, jealousy, breeds bitterness, and it's as evil as witchcraft. Don't fool around with your destiny. You have to take charge of your life and don't leave it to chance, and don't make experiments with your life either. Enemy number four, inherited enemies. You're wondering what? Inherited enemies. I'm going to say it again. Inherited enemies. Inherited enemies are long-standing enemies. These are generational enemies. And most of the time, these enemies have troubled people's parents and ancestors. They also target their victims' children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It just keeps going on and on until somebody stands up and say, no, enough is enough. You should not fold your arms and allow them to carry out their evil desires. You should tackle them and break their evil chains over your life and destiny. Inherited enemies are often older than their victims, And because of their knowledge of the long line of ancestors, generational, they take advantage of the victims and cause vicious damages in their lives. The enemy that attacked your parent at the age of 25, that same enemy is waiting for you to turn 25 and start giving you heck too. So when you look at your parents and you look at them and you judge them, oh, you did not make it in life. You didn't even make anything out of your life. So I'm not going to listen to you. Your life is not an example for me to carry on in your shoes. Be careful. Because the same enemies that attack your parents, they are waiting for you to attack you too. Lack of knowledge, we suffer. They take advantage of the victims and cause vicious damages in their lives. So when you want to deal with inherited enemies, you must recognize the fact that they are very dangerous, and as such, you must spend nothing. You must make use of the weapons of spiritual violence and ensure that you tackle them with serious spiritual energy. So if you're the kind that prays 5 minutes and you think God has heard you, so you're good to go, you're lying. When you employ every strong weapon against them, you will put an end to their evil activities against your destiny. Inherited enemies deserve no mercy. No enemy of yours deserve mercy. So you must be prepared to scatter their camp with the stones of fire. And you must first them to their foundation. This is the only way you can be free of their dangerous attacks. Spare none, whomsoever, whatsoever. That has made it their life mission, that you shouldn't see the light of day. Spare them not. Enemy number 5, environmental enemies. These are very dangerous enemies. When you are in a particular environment, you must be cautious of the fact that there are enemies in that locality. Wherever you are, you shouldn't just get up out of the house and just move for the sake of moving. You ask God to go with you. Release His holy angels to go ahead of you. You plead the blood over your environment, over your life, over your mind, over your spirit, over the vehicle that you're driving. Just don't get up and say, oh, I prayed in the morning, so I'm good to go. No. Every environment you find yourself in, you have to make sure that you're covered under the blood. The enemies that rule in that environment often subject inhabitants to vicious attacks. You go to a Chinese store or you go to a Chinese restaurant, you see their god at the door. You enter, you came into their territory. You go to an Indian restaurant, you see their gods at the door. Every religion you visit, you're multicultural, you eat anybody's food. It's okay to just know everything that goes on around the world. Trying different dishes, it's a good thing. But be careful. That restaurant you're putting your foot into that door to go eat the food, you know the type of spirit that they use to operate in that restaurant. So, you enter into the restaurant, you are in a territory of another spirit. This is called environmental enemies. The enemies that rule the environment, in that environment, often subject inhabitants to vicious attacks. You must be prepared to tackle environmental enemies with holy anger and aggression. You must not allow them to carry out their agenda over your life. You're coming to the restaurant to eat. Bring in the money. That is your mission. Enemy number 6, cautious enemies. These enemies are aware of the evil in their activities and their attacks. However, they have made up their minds that they will continue to cause damages until the victims are destroyed. You must not pat cautious enemies on the back. They are very dangerous. You shouldn't be negotiating with your enemy, period. They are very dangerous and they deserve the same decree of wickedness that they have decided to what? Perpetrate in your career, in your life, in your family, and in your household. Eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. It's in the Old Testament.
So where does grace come in here?
Learn to war. Because the God that we serve, He is a mighty man of war. Enemy number 7. Sworn enemies. These enemies require no mercy. They have sworn to an oath that they will not rest in what? In their wicked activities until you are totally and completely destroyed. Because of the oath they have sworn, nothing will ever make them to slow down the pace of their wickedness. Sworn enemies are always bound by an oath. Some people's life mission is to make sure you don't succeed in this life. And your life mission is to also make sure you succeed in this life. So how are you going to do that? That is a question I'm posing to you. You should be cautious of this and curse your foundation. Don't spare anyone whose life mission is to make sure that you don't go anywhere in this life. They didn't create you. God created you. And His plans for your life, that you will prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. He made you so wonderfully. He wants you to enjoy life. So any enemy who has sworn with your life that you will not see the light of day, make sure you don't spare them. Enemy number 8. Parental enemies. This is a very tricky one. Parental enemies. Yes, parental enemies. You heard me. Parental enemies are very dangerous and very detrimental to your well-being. But you say, oh, they are my parents. Yeah. Not every parent is good, though. Some of them are just dangerous. You can see your way forward. It's not because of some devil you met somewhere. Sometimes it's from your own parents. When your parents decide to yield themselves to the devil and constitute stumbling blocks to your progress, some parents are jealous of their own children and their progress. And if you do not put a stop to their activities, this kind of enemies can take you away from the land of the living, which means they will kill you. Parental enemies are enemies that are older than you and often make use of their knowledge of your beginning and your progress. They know you. You live in their home. They fed you. They know everything about you. So far, to attack you because they knew your beginning. This type of enemies does not deserve your pity or mercy because you think they are your parents. You should deal ruthlessly with them because they have an evil agenda. Enemy number 9. Sibling enemies. We all know them. Sibling enemies. Usually you see the second born children trying to take over the birthright of the first one. We all have siblings. Some of them, you know, they are just jealous as hell. It is terrible when your siblings are unrepentant enemies. These enemies, as a result of being part of your household, unfortunately, know how to capture you. Sibling enemies often know what outside enemies do not know, and they make use of this knowledge to cripple you and your destiny. So, how do you deal with this kind of enemies, sibling enemies? Then you shouldn't spare them either. So the knowledge that they have is what they use to cripple the destinies of their victims. When you pray against this type of enemies, you must look beyond the bond that binds you. Everybody says blood is thicker than water. Oh, he's my sister, he's my brother. They are your enemies. Spare them not. You should understand that these enemies are extremely wicked, and they deserve to be tackled and handled through what? Serious spiritual warfare. Do not spare them. Oh, but she's your sister. Oh, he's my brother. So? Enemy number 10, accidental enemies. Who are accidental enemies? Some enemies are accidental, yet they are dangerous. The moment your path crosses that of an enemy from nowhere, you are prone to lots of dangers. Once accidental enemies focus their attention on you, they are out to carry out an evil agenda, and you must pray against them today. They can bump into you from the grocery store, you walking by the side of the road, driving, road rage, all that foolishness. Don't spare any enemy of yours. Enemy number 11, transferred enemies. You're wondering, what is transferred enemies? There are people who, your old enemies, they transfer that same evilness to somebody, a custodian. We call them custodians. So your enemies have supporters, they have agent, and they have custodians. Custodians are the same as transferred enemies. They are the one who inherit what your first enemy had against you. So when they die, they pass on the evilness to somebody else. These people are what is called custodians, transferred enemies. And it is dangerous when enemies are transferred from one person to another. When particular enemies have dealt with you and transfer your case file, we call it, you can say that, to another group of enemies, there is a lot of danger in this kind of situation. So you need to target all transferred enemies and stop their activities against your life and destiny. You must not allow transferred enemies to pass your life from one hand like a baton to another hand like a baton. You need to declare war against this category of enemies. So when you're praying against your enemies, make sure you include what? Their agent, their supporters, and their custodians. These are the transferred enemies. Spare them not. Enemy number 12 are called relationship enemies. Our relationships with people is capable of causing a lot of problems. Those who have made themselves your enemies because of your family relationship, business relationships, bond relationship, or environmental associations constitute a category of enemies that often cause havoc in the lives of people. Such enemies take advantage of your relationship to fire arrows of attacks against you, and you need to handle those kind of enemies with seriousness that they deserve. Spare nobody who has made it their life mission to not let you have your peace. Enemies number 12. Number 13, innocent enemies. Is there such a thing as innocent enemies? Yes. Innocent enemies appear mild on the surface. They appear harmless. But as long as They remain enemies in your life or destiny. They are dangerous all the same. You must locate such enemies, understand their subtle activities, and declare war against them. Spare them not. Whomsoever, whatsoever, who has made it their life mission not to, for you to have your peace of mind, the peace that God has released over your life, the blessings that God has released over your life, you can enjoy it. Declare war on them. A lot of lives have been destroyed as a result of their perceived innocence. You look at them, you think they're innocent, but they're the ones destroying you. Open your eyes to the people around you. Not everybody likes you. Enemies in this category are dangerous, and you must wage war against them. Spare them not. Enemy number 14, magnetic enemies. Magnetic enemies, number 14. These type of enemies operate through the weapon of the magnet of darkness. Even if their targets are somewhat distant from them, they know how to project magnetic arrows against your victims. This type of enemies deserve no mercy. You must invoke the curse of vengeance upon them. And you must not allow magnetic enemies to destroy your life or destroy your destiny. You need dangerous prayers against this type of enemies. Enemies are enemies. Whether they are what? Parental enemies, magnetic enemies, innocent enemies, sibling enemies, they are enemies. Enemies are enemies, whether they are inherited, environmental, or they appear on a platform of relationship. You must not allow any enemy to carry out any evil agenda against your life. You are responsible for the outcome of your life. You need to pray and destroy the activities of wicked enemies today. Don't sit there and fold your hands. And the types of weapon you should be using for these enemies shouldn't be mild ones either. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. No, you have to learn to know your word. You must meet the stubbornness of your enemies with equal stubbornness. You must meet their wickedness with equal wickedness on the field of what? Warfare. Enemies must not be allowed to perform their enterprise in your life. You must stop them before they stop you. Spare them not until they are destroyed. So, do not make experiments with your life. Enemies are real. Enemies destroy things. Enemies are not your friends. So don't try to change somebody who is your enemy. Before they became your enemy, look at it as a premeditated murder. It's not something that is on the surface. It's deep rooted in their veins, in their root. So don't play around with your enemies. Learn to war on your knees and invoke the power of God to destroy your enemies. If you're not speaking, this mouth of yours, use it to set yourself free. Because in your mouth, this mouth carries power. Words that come out of your mouth carries power. Do not spare your enemies, and don't sit there and think, oh, but God says love your enemies. Yeah. God did not spare his enemies, so why spare yours? You have to always think, I have to be above the grass, not under the grass. So don't spare your enemies. Deal with them accordingly. God bless you, and thank you for listening. Good night.